Section 4. Understanding now all of this that we've looked into about our great shepherd, understanding this first, now we can look back on Psalm 23 from the more typical vantage point. The Lord Messiah being this type of shepherd to you and I. So now, read with me. Verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Let's stop there for a moment. Because Messiah is this type of shepherd to me, every necessary spiritual thing has been given or provided me. There is nothing lacking. The work of Christ is all sufficient. The lifeless spirit within my soul since the time of the first Adam, because of the death and resurrection of the second Adam, is quickened within me. My heart has been cleansed by his blood, and I have been given the robe of his imputed righteousness to wear over me. The Holy Spirit, the seal of my salvation, now dwells within me and sets me vastly apart from the common unsaved man. I am part of a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter claims that divine power has given me all things pertaining to life and godliness, up to and including even the escape from the corruptions of this world, and in its place, the partaking of Christ's own divine nature. Paul claims that I have been adopted into the family of God and have an eternal inheritance. Both claim that I have been called into his glory and virtue and created unto good works, ordained from long before. Is there anything else that might be missing or that I might need to secure for myself? Not with this shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The verses upcoming are poetic descriptions of just how pleasant and fulfilling this all-sufficiency of Christ really is. So now we continue in verse 2. He maketh me to lie in green pastures and leadeth me beside still waters. Again, picturing the sufficiency, all sufficiency of Christ. The green pasture is the early pasture where the grasses are just sprouting up. Not only are they sweeter and better tasting, they are much more nutritious to eat. The green pasture does not last for long. It grows and dries out in the heat. The stalks become more fibrous. The flock has to be led higher and higher in elevation to stay in green pasture. To lie down in the green pasture means to have eaten to the heart's content, to the point of being able to eat no more. Still waters on a river or stream are the pools of water just outside the white water coming off the fall. It is where the fish love to hang out. There's plenty of oxygen for them from the white water close by. There's plenty of food settling to the side there. The water is cool and invigorating. It is also where the wildlife prefer to drink, as it is not so troubling as the falls, not so spent as the slumbering bends. Do you see how green pastures and still waters help to poetically describe what this all-sufficiency of Christ is like? Verse 3 now, he restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. The soul typically comprises one's will and desires, appetites and senses in poetry. It can be content or greedy. It can take pleasure or displeasure. It can feel safe or a sense of peril or jeopardy. And in this case, the soul has been restored. For too long, it has been led astray, confused by temporal excess and pleasures, hurt by the pushing and shoving and trampling of other souls racing to get themselves more, wounded by the conscience and the echoes of what it once was. Restore means to turn back right side up, back on track, heading the direction originally intended. The all-sufficiency of Christ has this effect upon the saint's soul. paths of righteousness, probably referring to the direction originally intended. Why would he do this? It is not that any of us deserve this kind of royal treatment. Why would he become, for us, this great of a shepherd? It is for his name's sake. He has become all this, all sufficiency, to keep his reputation and name holy and intact. Note also, before we move on, in these poetic descriptions, it is he that is making or leading or restoring. It is not us. It is not the world. It is not religion. It is he, the shepherd, that also happens to be the Lord. Notice also that we are not just there automatically. It is a process. It is dynamic. It is changing daily. We have to be constantly led. In order to be led, one has to be attentive and willing to be led. In order to be made, one has to be attentive and willing to be made or shaped. In order to be restored, one has to be attentive and willing to be turned back the direction originally intended. Constantly, progressively, through a process. The picture here of all sufficiency is that it is all sufficient from the get-go. But one has to be led more and more into the realization of it, keeping themselves attentive to his lead. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for though thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. There's also the sense by him leading us through this towards what is intended, that he is with us going through this same picture ahead of us as would a shepherd. He is going through this valley himself. He has gone through this valley himself. He knows the one safe passage. He knows how to steer us there. Now, it's easy for any one of us to get lost in this valley, to take the wrong turn, to lose our bearings, go south thinking that we're heading north. At that point, there's a sudden desperation. The instinct to survive kicks in, and we typically, that's typically where we make our worst mistakes. By nightfall, you know all too well that we are in utterly lost and in the jagged clutches of a life-threatening situation. Likewise, it is very difficult to trust one another, to trust another person that they know where they're going, that they are the ones to get us out of this. How many times on this mountain has the lost party decided or fought to split up? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Comfort for most of us is a relative term. Yes, I feel better. I feel better about all this. You know, no, I'm not 100% with it yet. My companions' discomforts are making me feel even less. What do they see that I don't? but in this picture, we have Christ's all-sufficiency, which does include his rod and staff. He's had to use it on me a time or two or 90. But you know what? Now that we're all in this valley, I'm okay even with that. Even his rod and staff are a comfort to me. Because I know that means he's close by. He's present. He's here with me. You know, we like to paint the picture that the Christian life is so calm and tranquil. It's not that this life is supposed to be tranquil. This life is anything but tranquil, But in this valley, going through it as we have no other choice, Christ is our tranquility. How so? Well, by his rod, by his staff, by all this green pasture and stuff that he's done, by his all-sufficiency. Verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. So not only do we have no other option but to go through this valley of the shadow of death, man, we even have to face enemies along the way. Not only our own personal enemies, but more so the enemies of our Lord. And you thought getting through your favorite psalm, Psalm 23, was going to be easy. I'm about ready to close this book and go read the sports page. It's just a good thing that we've already been comforted by the rod and the staff. We've been restored and led to paths of righteousness, fed to our contentment by green pastures and still waters. How else would we be familiar enough with Christ's all-sufficiency to arm ourselves for his spiritual battles? The table is not prepared until the victory is assured and the victor is well back on his way, but to the kingdom. The enemy should be well aware of this. They are present while the victor's table for us is being prepared. I'm glad I did close the book. Verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How so? Why so? For his name's sake? Yeah, for righteousness' sake. Because of his all-sufficiency. My shepherd's all-sufficiency.